Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Tom Brady and the Patriots just cannot avoid Darrell Revis, can they? They faced him twice a year during his days with the Jets before he was shipped out of town this past offseason to the NFC, no less. He found himself with the Buccaneers, and wouldn't you know it, the Patriots and Bucs face each other in week three of his first season in Tampa Bay. Revis is widely considered the best cornerback in the NFL, disputed, of course, by Richard Sherman, and he certainly has earned the respect of the Patriots. And that's where we begin this week's opponent preview.
And I've never played against anyone as good as him. He's as good as there is.
Darrell Revis has a modest 2 interceptions in 9 career games against the Pats, but his impact goes far deeper. Whichever receiver he lines up opposite is a receiver who rarely has the ball thrown his way. The term shutdown corner is often uttered in association with Revis. An injury prevented him from playing in this year's preseason game between the Pats and Bucks, but he's fully healthy now and ready to show the Pats that he's the same player they remember.
He looks like the same guy to me. There's nothing negative about his playing style. There's nothing negative about his skill set. He can really do it all. He's fast, he's quick, matches up against small guys, matches up against big guys. He's really long, he's really strong, he's patient. There's some guys you really guess all the time, and sometimes they guess wrong. He never guesses wrong.
The Bucs defense is more than just Revis, however. In the secondary, Tampa Bay also has Deshaun Goldson, once a Patriots free agent target, who is eligible to play after having a 1-game suspension overturned this week. And their front 7 is stout. The likes of Adrian Claiborne, Gerald McCoy, and Mason Foster have kept the Bucs in their first 2 games and have yet to allow a rushing touchdown.
So it'll be a tough challenge. They got quick guys that play very hard, and their scheme makes it hard to run against because they're never sitting still. They're always running somewhere, and they do a good job of staying in their lanes.
Scrappy defense, aggressive defense. We're going to come in here ready to play. So 0-2 or 2-0, I know they're coming in here to play ball, and they're going to play to get a win on Sunday.
The Pats and Bucs only face each other in the regular season once every 4 years, and lots of personnel has changed since a blowout Patriots victory in London in 2009. They've faced off plenty in the preseason and had joint practices a month ago, but Kyle Arrington says not much will carry over from August into September.
Well, it's preseason, so they're out there running their plays, we're out there running ours. It's a whole new ballgame now, so I'm pretty sure they have the cookings, so I'm up and get ready for us.
Well, lots of interesting angles to this game between the Patriots and Bucks. We talked a lot about them in August during those joint practices between the two teams. Aqib Talib, LeGarrette Blount facing their old team, Greg Schiano, former coach of Rutgers, and all the Patriots Rutgers players. And then there's this, Josh McDaniels and his brother Ben McDaniels. Yes, Ben McDaniels is an offensive assistant with the Buccaneers. So a little family reunion on Sunday here at Gillette Stadium. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.